Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News. This is 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Thanks for checking in with us. Of course, we want you to be a part of the show. We're still building the show, and you can do that by calling or texting 312-981-7200. Hey, Andrew, how are you today?
Very well. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing well. So, Andrew, you own Northwest Meat Company in Chicago, and people got wind that you're sitting on a lot of meat right now, about $30,000 worth?
Yeah, so thank you for letting me come on. So, you know, obviously one of the biggest downfalls of the pandemic is that a lot of the dining in Chicago has unfortunately had to cancel, you know, during the prime holiday season. And the segment of the market that really was affected was kind of that high end, your steakhouses, your fine dining, because, you know, mainly people during the holidays, they host their galas, they go out once a year to a nice, you know, steakhouse or nice restaurant. And when Omicron, as I've been saying, crashed the party, that led to a lot of cancellations and a lot of backup in products on my end.
It certainly crashed the party. There's no doubt about it. So yeah. How much meat do you usually sell to Chicago restaurants in a given year?
It all depends. I mean, it varies kind of by protein. So our largest protein, it would obviously be beef. Would be our largest, specifically steaks and chops. You know, Chicago is a steak and chop and beef town, so that is our largest, followed by chicken would be our next largest.
I don't know how to say this, but twice in the past month and a half, I ate at two of my favorite Chicago steakhouses. You know, number one, I was kind of shocked because the price has certainly gone up, and I understand with good reason. But neither one of those steaks are at the quality that they used to be. Is there something to that, or did I just happen to hit them on a bad night?
So let's start with the prices, right? So as far as prices, you know, I think the CPI, they said it was around, or the consumer price index was around like 6.2%. Well, in the food industry, food inflation is hovering around 20%, right? So you're paying more in general for food. And you can look at, well, why are you paying more in general for food? Well, number one is labor, right? I mean, and I think I speak on behalf of many business owners out there that there is just no labor, right? We are all struggling to find labor to re-enter the workforce prior to Omicron, or prior to COVID, excuse me. So that could be, that's one reason. And I look at, like, okay, maybe why aren't you getting the same quality? I think you have to also go back to, you know, labor. You can't be in 15 places at one time, you know, and you know, as much as companies are trying to put their best foot forward, but with, you know, supply chain issues, labor issues, you're going to run into issues where you're just not used to that same level of product.
Yeah, this is Andrew.
And I've seen it on my end. I've seen it with my vendors. You know, product coming to me, it's not the same. But what am I going to do? I mean, they're struggling just like me, you know?
Right, right. This is Andrew Neva. He owns Northwest Meat Company in Chicago. He's got a stockpile of $30,000 worth of meat that's in his freezer because restaurants, mainly big steakhouses in Chicago, aren't doing the business that they've done in the past. And about that price thing, Andrew, I mean, my big treat to the family, like my gift to the family every year at Christmas, is to do a prime filet loin. And traditionally, I pay about $21.99 a pound. And again, this is a gift, you know. This year, it was $31.99 a pound.
That's about right. I mean, my cost to purchase is about what you paid for it last year. You know.
Oh wow.
So then you think. Okay. So if I'm purchasing it from my vendors at that price, correct? Well, then I've got overhead to mark it up, right? Then I sell it to wherever you purchase it, right? And then they have to mark it up, right? Because it's kind of a buy and sell kind of thing, right? So eventually, it doesn't take long when you're buying a product at what it cost you a year ago to just hit record high prices, you know?
And you know what I did? I bought choice and I marinated it.
Yeah, you know, and to be honest, that is something that I feel, or I look at what a lot of restaurants are just, in general, you have to get more creative, right? You know, because there's a market to where people are going to pay for products, right? I mean, and I look at I feel that if you could bring other ways to innovate or maybe teach people or get people to understand why you're doing things a certain way, if you prepare it right, you know, customers will understand and they'll enjoy the product you're putting on their plate.
This is Andrew Neva. He's got a meat company here in Chicago. How long have you been in business?
So the company was started by my grandfather in 1956 when he immigrated from Italy. I'm the third generation owner. My mom and my aunt and my uncle worked there all the way up until 1982. In 1982, my parents acquired the company from my grandparents. And then I went to the University of Illinois. I graduated with a degree in animal science, and I've been working at the company since 2010.
That's amazing. I love family stories like that. And this is not open to retail, only wholesale, right?
No, yes, we are only wholesale. I do appreciate the thousands of people, it seems like, that have reached out to me about purchasing product. But yes, we are a B2B wholesale company only.
This is Northwest Meat Company we're talking about. Somebody just from 815 text, if the supply exceeds demand, shouldn't there be a lower or flat cost? But your cost has already been, you've already put the money out there.
Yes, I have, right? So again, the issue that has run into is I purchased these products back in October, correct? Because at the end of the day, I wanted to make sure I had my customers covered for demand, right? So I purchased these products back in October. I paid for them by the end of October to middle of November, right? Because my terms with my vendors are like no more than 2 weeks, okay? So then I held that product to be sold during the holidays, which then I would then collect on it at your, you know, whatever terms you work out with your restaurant. But now the fact that I'm sitting on it, I really haven't gotten paid on any of that product because of the fact that I made such an early purchase thinking that, okay, the gala's a demand, the party would be there. But however, with Omicron, like I said, crashing the party, I'm now sitting on a stockpile of product that I will work through. I mean, I will eventually work through it. Nothing will go to waste. It will work through. It's just, you know, you don't plan for that gap that all of a sudden is just dropped in your lap.
Okay, so two questions before I let you go here. Since 1956, sure. your family, your grandfather has had this company. Has there ever been a tougher time?
I mean, not that I mean, I'd have to ask my parents. I'm sure they would have tougher times. I know when I got out of college in 2009 during the middle of the recession, it was challenging. But this definitely is nothing like I've ever experienced because there's so much more that goes into it. Labor, supply chain, everything else.
And is Valentine's Day 3 weeks from today? Or is it
tomorrow? Yes, it is.
It is. So is that going to be a saving grace for you?
So that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that we can get, you know, Valentine's Day, we can get people out, get people dining and kind of help kind of reset us for the rest of the year.
And if they don't, see what you can do to start selling retail, because if you've got thousands of people that are like, hey, I want to buy some of this, why not sell it?
Yeah, no, I would love to, but like anything, it's just the labor issue. You know,
right.
I don't have the resources and the labor to just pivot like that. I really wish I could, but, you know, I'm kind of like everybody else, just riding it out to wait one day. We'll wake up and this will all be behind us.
That's what we hope. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.